Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is set to become the ninth justice on the Supreme Court Monday. The Senate is expected to confirm her to the High Court in a vote Monday evening, probably about 7:26 p.m. Eastern. A simple majority of the 100-member chamber will have to vote in favor of her nomination. If so, Justice Barrett is likely to be sworn in as soon as Monday or Tuesday. Tropical Storm Zeta formed over the weekend in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to develop into a Category 1 hurricane by late Monday. It should make landfall between Florida's western panhandle and western Louisiana later in the week. Zeta is the 27th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Cooler waters near the Gulf Coast and an increase in wind shear could allow for some weakening before Zeta makes landfall. Still, the National Hurricane Center cautions even strong tropical storms can produce a significant storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
VP Mike Pence on 60 Minutes.
Trusting the American people to do what's right. That's what Vice President Mike Pence says is the best way to deal with the coronavirus. He told CBS's 60 Minutes that he and the president believe Americans will do what's right when it comes to Thanksgiving gatherings.
Families may make a decision that certain elderly family members might take a pass. But I think the difference between President Trump and me and some of the public voices in this debate over the last year has been we trust the American people.
When asked about reopening schools, Pence said the administration is dedicated to getting schools all of the testing and protective equipment they need to run classes safely, adding that students and parents should follow local health recommendations.
I think they should adhere to whatever criteria the school administrators and local health officials determined to be appropriate. But really, again, I want to say the American Academy of Pediatricians made it clear early on that distance learning, this online learning, is no substitute for being in the classroom.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
Yeah, it was a lot. Last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. I didn't feel like he was landing the curveball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he gets a full count heater, and he put it right there for me. Just Mookie getting us started. That was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation. and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Never stop, hey.
Well, the latest manufactured polls are telling us once again, as they did 4 years ago, that the Democratic candidate is all but a shoo-in with 8 days to go. You've got Trump and Pence blanketing critical swing states. Biden and Harris have no event scheduled. It makes you wonder, what is going on? But yet the pollsters would want us to believe that it is Biden by a landslide. As Frank Luntz said the other day, is that if he's wrong, he may have to look for another job. Well, maybe, the pollsters in 2016 needed to look for another job, but they live another day, just like, the climate change mongers who have been scaring and the heck out of everybody, along with COVID-19. It's a heyday for him right now. And here we are, a free America, trapped like who could ever imagine that a spirit of fear would fall upon us in such a way, Phil Hotzenpiller, that America would be hunkered down the way we are.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. It doesn't seem like this is even possible. But I think years and years of being coddled and taken care of and convenience, comfort, and everything else has made Americans pretty soft. Mm-hmm. And the resiliency that you saw in the great generation that fought in World War II doesn't seem to be floating too strongly toward the next generation, or actually toward any generation right now.
Right.
Because fear has overtaken so many, many people. And just one parenthetical thing here, We do a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club of Anaheim, which is about 70% of those kids are classified as homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And the director told me this week that they've got kids that are so afraid they won't even leave their home.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, when you and I were growing up, I mean, we worried about the Cold War. And remember, we were jumping under desks and doing all that, in our early elementary years of school, and it's deja vu one more time, all in the name of this this pandemic that is scaring us. And we know the power of fear and what it can do for us, and it would seem obvious to me, Phil, that one party over the other is taking full advantage. They're not doing anything at all to calm the fears down, and I think even if they are to win the presidency, it's going to be hard-pressed for them. They're going to be spending a lot of time calming the nerves of the American people for what they have allowed to happen to us.
I don't know if they'll spend any time doing that. I think they're going to enjoy the ride. I think they've had a blast seeking control and overreaching. And
yeah, you might be right.
Control and power.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, you might be right, but here we are. I mean, you're there in California, and I was talking to my doctor in Ventura County, and all of a sudden I start hearing in the background all these horns honking, and my first thought was, my goodness, is there a Trump parade going? He goes, Bill, it's over a mile long, all these cars promoting Donald Trump. My brother lives in Studio City. They had over 1,000 people promoting Trump. San Diego boat parade, over 1,000 boats out there. You know, and the indications is somewhat similar. You remember the wave for Barack Obama, the natural guttural response of the voter politic was so evident that you said, whoa, this guy's going to get elected. But with all that you're seeing, you know, the number of Trump Pence signs versus Biden Harris, as I told you, we went through 12 states driving out from Florida, and we only saw two, you know, Biden Harris bumper stickers, too. You know, through the 12 states we traveled, which is incredible. But the media wants us to believe that somebody who puts a lid on his campaign most days of the week, that he's winning. You know, I don't know. I mean, and I've got, of course, other pollsters that say, Bill, they're just flat out lying.
You know, I agree. I think there's a total underpolling going on. And I really believe there's a lot of people that just are not getting in the fray. They're not responding to surveys. They're not fighting on social media. They're just saying, you know what? I'm just going to vote. I'm going to do my duty. I think the only way, in my opinion, that this actually can be a Biden win is if somehow there is fraud at the polling stations, boxes. And I don't see any other way because it's just, I'm in California. I have not seen one Biden sticker yet. Wow. I'm in Southern California, much more conservative, obviously, but I haven't seen one Biden sign. I haven't seen one Biden bumper sticker. And you would think, as proud as they seem to be about Biden, that they would have something out there announcing. And yet, at the same time, there's giant flags everywhere. There's bumper stickers here everywhere.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah, and you had Gallup's poll that came out, Phil, last week that said 56 of America says they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. And they're going to put that at risk for someone who has proven himself to be less than significant. 8 years you had the Obama-Biden regime. It was so wonderful. You can't wait to return to that. Are you kidding me?
I know. I had somebody tell me, he said, look, I'm just staying noncommittal publicly, but I guarantee you when I walk in there, I know which lever I'm pulling, and it's not Biden. So I think that is the sentiment of a lot of people. They're just going to say, you know what, I'm just going to go do what I know to do. And I think a lot of people that might even be Democratic, you know, they're Democrats, they're going to, I think they're going to walk in there and go, you know what? Nobody knows how I'm voting. I'm going Trump because I like what there's a real leadership there. I may not like him as a human being,
yes,
but I like what I believe he can do in bringing this economy back.
Exactly. Well, he created it, and if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look what they've done. He had success, and then during the time, now we're finding out that when he was in the midst of all this and being thrown in the throes of an impeachment, the FBI had a laptop that could have brought some additional light to what happened in Ukraine. But, you know, again, it speaks to the corruption, whether it has to do with Joe Biden, but also the FBI and so many of these three-letter agencies that the Obama regime had weaponized, and they are working against the people. I mean, heaven help conservatives and people of faith if the Democrats, you know, gain office.
Oh, exactly. But I was going to go back to the fear thing for a moment because I think I know where real fear is. Real fear is going to happen probably tonight when
Amy Coney Barrett,
the new Supreme Court justice is elected. By the Senate, and I think that's going to be confirmed by the Senate tonight. I think there's where real fear. They've been up all night, wringing their hands, worried about how they're going to stop this, how they're going to convince, you know, two or three more senators to swing over to their side. But I think there's fear.
Exactly. Well, they really, you heard a lot of knees knocking with the announcement that Murkowski was in fact going to vote for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. So what did that tell you?
There you go.
Because they were counting on her. They know Collins is in trouble in her race, and that you know, she saved us when it came to Kavanaugh, but she may not be there for this one. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know.
Well. Well, you know, there's we're going to look back on this year. I mean, I think history books, if we still have history books in the future.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you hold on to that thought because we're going to talk more about history. I promise when we come back with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Would be opened up to see the truth, that liberating truth that will set us free and draw us back to the one that is most important, unless we forget, Pastor Phil, who joins us, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Again this weekend, Franklin Graham had a call for prayer and repentance on the 25th, and I was talking to his staff, and I said, well, you know the significance of 25. And the gentleman I was speaking with, he goes, well, I'm sure you do. I said, well, 25 represents forgiveness. And I thought, you know, as I extended that, I thought, oh, yeah, that's right, Christmas, 25th. You know, it's interesting how God, you know, numbers are important to God. And this was another weekend to remind us that, look, at you know, the fight is not over. And that we, you know, people who are called by God's name, important, significant for the future of our country, the next generation, is that we do turn to God. And that these things that we worry about, whether it's COVID or a corrupt government, God is big enough to handle this. You know, all this gender option stuff. I mean, Phil, you know, we found out during the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, we can't even talk about sexual preference anymore. And it came up so quickly that I think within hours, Webster of all organizations had changed the definition or declared, the definition with its political correct bent. They had changed it online. I mean, they didn't mess around. And this is all brought to you by Mazie Hirono.
Well, and that's the thing. When words cease to have meaning and they have usage, then we see the de-evolution of the language. And mm-hmm. that's what a lot of people understand is all languages reach a pinnacle of what they how they communicate. And for the English language, it was 16th century Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, there's what's called a linguistic psycho-de-evolution. So now words, they cease to have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And now how are they using them? And so that's how you begin to show the degeneration of a whole culture mm-hmm. because of the communication vehicles. Same thing happened to Japanese. Mm-hmm. You know, this Japanese language, same thing happened after World War II because the kids couldn't meet. They dropped hundreds of words out of the language to make it simpler. But in the process, they could not communicate as well as they did before.
Well, and this is all part and parcel of what the topic that we've been meaning to talk about in the last couple of weeks. And that's the seven stages of an empire. Language is key to all this, isn't it?
Oh, it really, really is. And one of the things that Sir John Glubb, he was a British general and historian. He studied life cycles of empires. And he really began about 800 B.C. Mm-hmm. and studied it up through the British Empire into the 50s. And what he found was that in those early days, there were the pioneers and those who were and the nation was built around conquest. And as it began to do that in those early days, the soldiers, the builders, the pioneers, explorers, they were the heroes.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden, it started to shift into commerce. And once commerce came in, we see that industrial revolution in America, then affluence came. And then as you kind of progress into this, once affluence comes, then the intellect becomes. So then we begin to see the digital age. So now who become our heroes? Well, it becomes, you know, the Bill Gates. It becomes... you know, the people who create and invent, you know, Steve Jobs, so forth.
Right.
They become the heroes. And as they become the heroes, we enter in because of affluence. And because we've shifted away from our early days, decadence begins to come in. And I want to show you that. I want to hit this, then we can come back to it. But as you get into this last stage of decline and collapse, and I believe we're right in that decadence, mm-hmm. decline and collapse stage as Americans, guess who becomes the heroes, Bill? Athletes, musicians, actors, and how they're corrupt and their corrupt lives have no bearing whatsoever on the fact that they're a hero. And Glob, and remember, he wrote in 1950, so he wrote 70 years ago that the decline, the final stage, will be when athletes, musicians, and actors become the heroes of a society. And look how, especially actors right now, mm-hmm. are threatening to move out of the country if Trump gets elected. And for me, I don't know about you, Bill, but I think I could muster up the money for a plane ticket to send.
Yeah, one way, exactly. Well, Barbara Streisand's been, for decades, she's been, you know, when Bush got reelected, she was moving out. But I never saw any U-Hauls heading over to Malibu to pick her stuff up.
No, and here's the thing. What makes you think that we admire you so much that we would choose you over an elected official who's going to run the nation?
Right.
You see, that's the Messiah complex that happens when you get so much money or fame or power in your own little world that you think you are the Messiah and you can direct the hearts of people. And it's so ridiculous. But if you go back to this seven stages of an empire, you see how easily that actually happens.
Mm-hmm. It's just a continuing cycle, and here it is. I mean, look at these heroes, these noted heroes. What are they doing for their communities? You know, what is Ice Cube doing? I mean, okay, he's come up with this response that's been critical now of the traditional Democratic Party, and of course, all the rest of the entertainers are just, you know, their heads are exploding right now over you know his response and long live the king, I guess. But anyway, they're after him because he's not towing the party line. Because even still, you've got to, if you're going to be a hero, you got to stay within the confines of what they define as a hero, right?
Oh yeah, because it really is 1984, the novel. It is control the masses at all costs and eliminate those who do not agree with you. So free speech leaves the room and is not invited back in by anyone on the left, for sure.
Well, Phil, how does this play out? I mean, does it just play out to where then, boom, we're just waiting? I mean, because the thing is, like in my readings right now, I'm in the book of Jeremiah, and all the nations are being judged right now. And you think, you know, here we are. There's a reason you have this increasing interest and promotion for repentance and asking God, you know, to forgive us. And again, for people not of faith, they don't understand it. This is a foreign language, what I'm saying. But that's also why Second Chronicles states very clearly at the opening, if my people who are called by my name. So if you're not called by God's name and you're not, you know, considered part, this is all Greek to you. It's meaningless. But for those of us that are and understand, yes, and you read the book of Jeremiah and you see the judgment of nations for doing things probably not quite as significant as we're doing here in the United States. And my takeaway is, oh Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. Oh, I agree completely. You know, interesting verse, you mentioned Jeremiah. Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a land of peace, in which you trusted it, they wearied you, how will you do in the jungles of the Jordan? And Jeremiah realized that the people had become soft and they couldn't run with men anymore. How were they going to do when things really got tough?
Exactly.
And I think America is on that precipice right now of looking and saying, wow, we are weaker than we thought. What are we going to do? And I think what's the answer? I think the answer is what you just said, Bill. It's repentance and it's return to the Father. It is bringing a nation back to its roots and to its foundational principles that made us great and gave us really the catalyst to do what we've done over the last 250 years.
We're so arrogant to think that somehow, you know, hey, thanks, God. Thanks for the help. We can take it from here. Really? I mean, is that what we're saying?
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. That does seem to be what we're saying. Whether we do it, you know, overtly or we, you know, or some other way, we actually have stepped back from God and think, if I tip my hat to God and Christianity becomes a hobby, I'm going to be fine. And my future will be fine. And what we find is just the opposite is true, that we cannot do without God and we cannot relinquish, his presence in our daily life.
Well, I believe we're heading to that moment where we will hear from heaven. Can you hear me now, Phil?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well,
and you know what? That's probably what we need. I mean,
7 seconds left, right here. 7 seconds.
Hey,
all right.
My kids
well,
were always better after they were corrected.
Until next week.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, eligible individuals can research options safely by using informational websites, attending virtual educational events, and scheduling one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veterans Channel Humana.
It's important to research your options, especially veterans who have VA benefits, to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage.
Visit humana.com/Medicare.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is set to become the ninth justice on the Supreme Court Monday. The Senate is expected to confirm her to the High Court in a vote Monday evening, probably about 7:26 p.m. Eastern. A simple majority of the 100-member chamber will have to vote in favor of her nomination. If so, Justice Barrett is likely to be sworn in as soon as Monday or Tuesday. Tropical Storm Zeta formed over the weekend in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to develop into a Category 1 hurricane by late Monday. It should make landfall between Florida's western panhandle and western Louisiana later in the week. Zeta is the 27th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Cooler waters near the Gulf Coast and an increase in wind shear could allow for some weakening before Zeta makes landfall. Still, the National Hurricane Center cautions even strong tropical storms can produce a significant storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, I've been reading a lot about this, that U.S. Latinos are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, which is having a devastating effect on the community's health and economic well-being, as you can understand. From personal finance to small business and home ownership, the Latino population has been hard hit and is seeking resources to navigate current economic challenges. Prior to the pandemic, Latinos were driving small business growth, and many were micro businesses or a business of one. This created an overlap between consumers and small business owners who face similar financial challenges. Well, according to a research brief of the Stanford Latino Entrepreneur Initiative, the window of viability for small business is narrowing among the resurveyed group of mostly scaled Latino-owned businesses. One in four will run out of cash before the end of the year. Now, despite these current hardships, Latinos have a higher level of optimism and resiliency than most communities. Latino owners, entrepreneurs, and workers are continuing to drive growth and sustain the economic engine of our country's future. With us to tell us more about it is Xochi Leon, Senior Vice President of Hispanic Segment Strategy. Xochi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here with you today, Bill.
Well, let's talk about why the Latino ownership is so vulnerable, you know, during this COVID economy.
Definitely. So, you know, what we've seen in the research is that a lot of the Latino small business owners tend to be smaller and many times not have a lot of employees. So a lot of these businesses many times don't have the relationships with the bankers or are leveraging their own personal funds. So now that we're going through this period, we have a lot of great resources that we want to speak about so that we can help weather the situation for both consumer and small business owners that we know are struggling, and we're here to support.
Well, I think part and parcel, too, of the Latino community, you know, having grown up in it, I understand Latinos, you know, when we get into issues or have problems, we're self-solvers. We want to do this on our own. We're hardworking, and we will bear down and try and do it ourselves. And this is why I appreciate you coming on to explain to Latino businessmen that there's help there. And all they have to do is reach out, and they'd be really surprised at how much is available and how many resources are available to them, right?
That's right. You know, we're extremely hard workers. We're hustlers. But sometimes we're afraid to just ask for help, right? We're just,
yes.
That's not in our nature. Our nature is to figure it out and make it happen. Mm. We're highly innovative in that sense. But right now, it's really a time to ask for help, to ask for resources. There are a lot of organizations, institutions that are providing programs and accommodations to help the small business owners get back on their feet, either from a financing perspective with technical expertise or also with funds, right? Right now, Wells Fargo just created a $400 million open for business fund that's going to go to nonprofits across the United States. And these nonprofits that focus on small business owners will be providing capital to, you know, the small business owners in these communities, as well as technical expertise to reinvent, turn around in this more digitized economy.
Exactly. Well, Soshi, you know, when I'm talking with small businessmen, some of the things is that, COVID, first of all, is not their fault. I mean, it is so dynamic. Things are moving so quickly. But they're moving on your end as well in banking and financial health and these other areas that are so critical to business. And sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. I mean, we've got scientists right now that don't know what they don't know. And so they're learning. And so, I hope what small businesses, and particularly in the Latino community, are understanding here is that you're there to help. There's other resources there that are available to them. And I think they'd be very surprised and relieved at the same time with the information that's waiting for them, right?
That's right. And another great resource is the Chambers of Commerce, right?
Yeah. Yes.
We're seeing in the research that Latino small business owners are looking for camaraderie and partnership with other small business owners, and the Chambers provide that mechanism and that network. Because right now, it's not only just about the financing, right? It's also about the emotional stress that we're all carrying to get through this. So I highly recommend, if you're not plugged into your local chamber, Hispanic or non-Hispanic, to really lean in for those relations, too. And, you know, you can pick up best practices as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with Soshi Leon and, about COVID and about small business opportunities, even in this era of COVID. How can these small businesses best manage their financial health, Soshi?
Yeah, so we have this great microsite right now really focused on small business owners going through COVID. It's called the Small Business Resource Center, smallbusinessresources.wellsfargo.com. And what it has is, it's videos, it's tips, it's organizations that we're working with to help you recover, rebuild, and adapt your new business model in light of, you know, the situation. And it obviously varies by state and community, but all in all, you know, we're having to reimagine ourselves with a heightened focus on digital.
Exactly. Well, as head of the Enterprise Hispanic Segment Strategy at Wells Fargo, Soshi Leon is helping Wells Fargo understand the financial needs of the Hispanic community to drive market share, revenue growth, and brand preference for the corporation. She's passionate, as you can tell, about helping Latino and diverse communities succeed, heavily engaged in nonprofit boards to empower youth, and is a recognized corporate achiever. We touched a little bit on this, Soshi, and we got a couple more minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to share more details on the resources that are currently available for Latino consumers and small business owners, if you would.
Definitely. One resource, an additional resource that I haven't mentioned, Bill, is called Hands-On Banking. It's Guzman Guzmanos. And this is a non-commercial, non-branded financial curriculum that we have out in the community. And we use it, you know, for community events and education. All in all, though, what I really like about it is that it has modules based on your age, right? There's modules for my 11-year-old or my 7-year, you know, my papa, who's 70 years old. And it also has modules on topics, right? If you want to establish a retirement, best practices, or you want to buy a new home or establish a business. So I highly encourage people to leverage handsonbanking.org and futurosusmanos.org and, again, the Small Business Resource Center that's very focused on what's happening right now to small business owners.
Well, these are excellent programs, and as you know, education is so key here. You know, as I said earlier, sometimes we don't know, but you'd be surprised how easy it is, you know, to find yourself in the know, and, you know, and with resources like this that are available. I mean, especially when you and I were growing up, these resources weren't available like this, but they are today, right?
They are, and they're in both languages, and they're free, and they're, you know, for everyone. So I you know, the more resources we have, the better we will weather this storm right now.
Exactly, and it becomes win-win. I mean, because this is a good thing for Wells Fargo, the banking community, for the local community, because you know, at the heartbeat of our local community is our small businesses, right?
That's right. And we know that, you know, economic job opportunities are the number one issue facing right now the Latino community. So definitely, these resources weren't around. They're around. Let's leverage them and let's share.
Well, Soshi, as we wrap things up, your bit of encouragement to Latino small businesses and communities, what do you have to say to them and where can they go for more information?
Definitely, you know, we're all in this together. We want to see our businesses and our community succeed. We are the engine of growth for this country. So let's partner, let's hang in there, and let's leverage the resources. I highly encourage you to use Agustin Guzmanos, handsonbanking.org to do deeper dives across different financial range topics, or visit the Small Business Resource Center to really hone in on how you can reimagine, rethink, bring back up your business.
Soshi Leon, Senior Vice President, Hispanic Segment Strategy. Soshi, thank you so much. Que te vaya bien, okay?
Gracias, Bill. Thank you. Have a great day and enjoy your day.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is delivering smiles this holiday season. Amazon is donating millions of items through product and monetary donations to charities worldwide. In the U.S., Amazon is fulfilling hundreds of Amazon Smile charity lists, donating the essential items each charity needs to support their meaningful work to address homelessness, hunger, disaster relief, and more. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
Amazon makes it easy to give back. Through Amazon Smile charity lists, you could search for your favorite cause, purchase the items they need, and have it delivered directly to their door. Also, when shopping for gifts this holiday, customers can shop via Amazon Smile and have the same experience of shopping on Amazon, but with the benefit of giving back to the charity of their choice.
Visit smile.amazon.com/charity lists or smile.amazon.com/holiday to learn more and share how you're giving back with the hashtag Delivering Smiles on social media.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
A little movie theme music, just to set you up, because we're going to be talking movies, among other things, with my good friend Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we thought we'd bring you in with a little bit of fanfare this morning. I mean, normally it's just the normal bump, but hey, look, it's Adam Holtz, so he's got to get the red carpet treatment after all, or he just won't come on the show.
That's right. I'm so demanding. I mean, I just have these demands, like, call me here, call me there, no, call me here.
Yeah. Are you also demanding about the kind of M&Ms that you have in your in the green room?
I mean, just regular ones. I mean, regular peanuts.
Peanut, yeah. I'm telling you, I tell people when you go to heaven, it's M&M's with peanuts and also chocolate chip with nuts, and it's Coke, not Pepsi.
Yeah, and there are no caramel M&M's in heaven.
No.
Just be straight, because it's like they've been sitting somewhere a long time.
Exactly. Well, that's what caramel does, you know, so what can you do? But I'll tell you, we got a lot of exciting things going down. People are already voting in all 50 states. We've got the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats are, you know, connoitering, trying to come up with something that they might be able to do. Of course, I got to tell you, frankly, I resent this whole idea that it's illegitimate. I mean, they don't even have a proper... I don't know, command of the language to come up with something that even offers any kind of reasonable argument over why the President of the United States should not be doing his job.
Well, here's the thing. I don't wander too far into politics. You know that.
Yeah.
The question I would ask...
Of course, you're with me, and I take you down roads you don't intend to go. I apologize.
I can't talk about candidates.
Yeah, right.
But I can say, if the tables were reversed, would... we see anything different? And
no.
I'm pretty sure we know the answer to that question.
Exactly. We'll leave that where it is.
Yep.
As we probably should. So let's talk movies. And the thing is, at PluggedIn.com, ladies and gentlemen, not only do Adam and the team talk about movies, there's YouTube channel information that you need to be aware of. Google's search dominance. I mean, there's an article, a good article there from Paul, our good friend Paul Ace, who has pinch hit for Adam from time to time when he's chasing down puppies and fighting the good fight.
Right.
Good article there on Google's search dominance and
I think it's a matter of time, speaking of which, in that high-tech category, that something happens to really define, because they've had a pass here for so long, and now here they're taking full advantage. You know, like in your case, you're careful not to go down, you know, a political realm, but in Google's case, heck, you know, they got the power, and they're going full bore after it.
Well, and I can't remember if we talked about this a couple weeks ago, because I've done a lot of interviews, but a really sobering and eye-opening documentary is The Social Dilemma, which is on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
And it is a series of interviews with people who once worked at Facebook, Twitter, Google, all the tech giants, Pinterest. And the upshot is these are all people that began to become increasingly squeamish about the level of influence and control that social media exercises in our culture. And, I mean, it's my job to know what's going on. I feel like I'm pretty well informed on the influence of technology and the internet. Man, there was stuff in this thing that I had never heard of or never thought about. And I mean, the upshot is the goal is to get you to spend more and more time on a screen. And they accomplish that goal by giving you more and more of what you want, because all of these platforms are observing every single thing you do online. And right. Interesting corollary politically was a number of people talking about their sense that our current partisan divide is due in part to the influence of social media, because social media only, for the most part, serves up people that you agree with.
Exactly.
And so they talked about how one of the perhaps unintended consequences of social media is we get into places where we only hear from people who say the same things we do, and
yeah,
we have lost the ability to have a conversation with anybody who disagrees with us.
Well, they're technocratic silos. Echo chambers that we've walked into, and here we are. And it's interesting that some people would want to blame a political figure as if that political figure is the lightning rod. I mean,
right.
It's far from it. Just like you said, it's all these other narratives flying around, because any one public figure, though you may be a very powerful public figure, you're not going to control the masses with the power of technology and the mainstream media and all these other entities. I mean, but yet the thing that's interesting, like anything that happens like this, is you point fingers out away from yourself, and the very people who are responsible are the ones getting away with this. And, you know, meanwhile, it's us. It's we, the people, that are suffering from it. But, you know, we may end up having to get totally cooked, you know, to realize that it isn't a jacuzzi we've been sitting in.
Right. No, the water's getting hotter. And it just, you know, if you want something provocative and interesting, I mean, and provocative in the best sense of that word, that will perhaps cause you to rethink how much, you know, and I think that I interrupted myself, but I think that maybe we step away from the social media. And not that that is going to be a universal panacea. Obviously, it's not. But, you know, even I watch and look on my Facebook feed. I'm not on Facebook a lot. That doesn't make me good or bad. I just don't really care for it. But it's easy to categorize people into your tribe. And I will watch my friends say things. I'm like, man, I can't believe that's your position on this. And so they move into another category, because that's how the thing works. Whereas I think if we're in conversation and in relationship with people, we're not so quick to say, okay, you're a part of this tribe. I don't have anything to do with you, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, there's the other side of the coin that says we shouldn't, you know, by stepping away from it totally, then the fact of the matter is that this is the technology of the day. And we need to be aware of what's going on, you know, and realize that there are some powerful forces. I mean, you've got thousands of people. in the background that are finessing all this, that are working us in. I mean, here you talk about social media, and it wasn't that long ago we were talking about all the different drugs that were put in cigarettes to get people to be addicted to cigarettes, right?
They make the claim in this movie. They said there's only two groups of people who are called users, drug addicts and people who use computer programs. And it's meant to be humorous, but it's you know, it's a great observation. And they talk about in this film that, you know, we turn the AI loose and we don't even understand how the AI completely works. And that's the other thing is they say, you know, we worry about some sort of Terminator showdown with the machines. And they said, the machines already run everything. It's not that there are people making individual decisions about what you get in your Facebook feed or what Google sends you or any of that. All of that is 100% automated, and it's run by the machine. So we're already at a pretty sobering place.
It really is. Well, can we talk about some other sobering things, like The Witches?
Yeah, we could talk about The Witches. This is a remake of a 1990 movie, and it stars Anne Hathaway. And basically, it's about a coven of witches who want to turn children into mice and then kill them. And if that sounds like a good time to you, I mean, knock yourself out. I mean, it's just kind of a grim movie. And unfortunately, there's so relatively little stuff that isn't just sort of beyond the pale. This is rated PG, and we're supposed to be all, oh, ha, ha, isn't that cute? It's on HBO Max, but no thanks. I'm going to take a pass on that.
well, you got, and then you got the Borat movie, right? I mean, this is, well, you know, again, we live in a free country, and so guys like Borat can, you know, Michael Moore, the rest of them, you know, I guess.
Well, and it feels like a distillation of the mean-spiritedness that it just shows up in so many places. And and I think, again, no one side has a monopoly on mean-spiritedness. And I think that this feels like the worst kind of, you know, gotcha filmmaking. Because the whole point is to make people they disagree with look like fools. And and the reality is, we don't know how things have been edited. Editors can do incredible things in film and TV to make somebody say and look as if they're saying something that they didn't actually say. They can cut things together. Mm-hmm. They can change the context. And it's easy to think, oh, you know, we're just filming this in real time and slapping it up.
Right.
No, do not be deceived. Even the scene with Rudy Giuliani that has gotten a lot of attention that shows him, at the very least, I think it looks like it's a compromising position. Mm-hmm. But I read one article, and this is actually from a left-leaning outlet that said, if you watch carefully, there are 9 different cuts here.
Right.
And they said, we don't actually know what was going on in between those cuts and how they were spliced together. And I thought, well, good for you for at least doing some investigative journalism on how this thing was made and saying they can make it look worse than maybe it was.
Yeah, and then you wonder in today's era, how can they get away with this? I mean, with impunity. I mean, like, all in the name of satire?
Yeah, well, apparently. I mean,
I guess.
You know, I'm sure Rudy's got lawyers looking into it even as we speak.
Exactly. Yeah, get him away from Hunter's laptop for a moment and take care of some business here with Borat. Adam and the group also review On the Rocks, Rebecca, Over the Moon, The Trial of Chicago 7. Very interesting. I still have to see this one myself.
Pretty interesting film.
Yeah, exactly. Clouds, much more. Go to PluggedIn.com to be in the flow of the know. Adam, as always, appreciate it. Take care of the puppy. All right?
We'll do.
You got it. All right, God bless.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.